They're just
this is the meeting part.
Sorry.
That's good. Okay. So we have last week's last meeting's minutes. Anybody need a copy?
Yes. That's what I left them.
Thanks. Ken?
I've got it.
Okay.
There's some reason our printer wasn't working. Then it was. Now I left it.
Yeah, later. I think it's scheduled for 8 o'clock, as far as I know.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You can stay.
Am I right?
I'll wait.
I believe.
Okay. Yes.
One second.
Suit yourself.
Yeah. Is the final
Do
you know what the final file is? This is sketchy.
That's it. That's the only file in here. Okay. Voila. But that's still east side.
I think we started through one of these at one
This
time.
Is the one that is going
on. Okay.
I don't know if we need it tonight, Ken.
Every Valentine's Day we have lobster, and I think I made a man a mistake tonight. Keep smelling it. I made sure to.
Were they dead?
Oh yeah. Well,
no, I mean
them.
When you bought them.
I bought them; they were alive.
Are you ready for motion?
List of changes or the date on the top, 2012.
Okay, yep.
And then on the vote for Goulds, Curtis abstaining on that.
It'll be what, 601?
Yep.
Probably 501.
501?
Yeah, I don't vote.
Okay, so I guess, so the rest of them be 7 then? 7-0 or should it be 6-0?
Should be 6-0.
Okay, so I guess the...
That's all I got.
The other one should be 2-0.
And the first one should be 5-0-1 then too.
5-0-1, yeah.
And I'm wondering if we should, instead of saying 86 zoning regs, it ought to say 78 with 86 amendments.
Yeah, correct.
That's what you had, yeah. That's all about. On the east side.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
Well,
I used you as an example the other day.
Oh boy.
My kid broke his back.
The doctor was saying if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he's going to walk over like this.
How do you do that?
Oh, it's an old deal, racing.
I thought you said, don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to break his back.
No, man. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do,
he's going to walk like Phil. Phil, Phil's back, his beard's too heavy.
Pull him over.
Big kick in the butt is all it needs. Oh, that's pretty bad.
I had my butt kicked plenty of times. You don't know that did that much more.
Corrections or alterations? Entertain a motion.
I'll move the minutes as amended.
Got a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 6-0. Have any new business? There's a handout for our first hearing, which I assume is okay to pass out now. So, shows the agricultural reserve. Not one of those. Agriculture reserve is an area reserved for agriculture.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
By default.
So is that by deed or by what drives that?
It's one of the covenants.
Okay.
It was a condition of the subdivision.
Okay. Thank you.
So in our mailbox we here have a denial from Ken to Brisson Stone regarding the gravel pit. They're scheduled for an 8:35 hearing. They've also sent a letter requesting that it be postponed due to inappropriate warning that we didn't warn it correctly and they didn't notify all the abutters. So that'll be at 8:35. I assume we'll call a hearing and then postpone it. That's pretty much. Don Gould. January 26th, Julia and Don Gould are filing a request for an appeal with the Environmental Court, Town of Court, on the Town of Moncton Development Review Board's decision on their application 1033 for an accessory dwelling at 148 Piney Woods Road. Claim party status under 24 VSA 4465. They have enclosed a copy of the DRB decision. I guess they didn't enclose it us. We request the court to waive the filing fee, as Judge Meredith Wright said we may do page 12 decision when this application was last in e-court at school accessory building permit docket number 33-3-11 BTEC. We have already filed our paper, put in an appearance on our own behalf, and this was before the court before. We are notifying interested parties by submitting a copy of this letter to them via certified mail. Interested parties are as follows: Scott Gustin, sincerely, Don and Julia Gould. Letter from Brisson Stone. Here's the findings of fact. Let's look at that. Denial, I guess.
I believe this is the follow-up letter to the one that you got from Mr. Gould. It's from the E-Court.
Oh, thank you.
That's the decision of acceptance and the waiver fee.
Case will be ready for hearing or other appropriate disposition when the time for filing the appellant statement of question has expired, or 20 days after the notice of to interested parties has been sent, whichever occurs later. Granted. Filing fee was waived. See that?
Glad got here early to get a front row seat.
Could probably start passing that around, huh?
Yeah.
Need a pen? How about a clipboard? You want a clipboard?
Sure, why not?
That would be professional. Any other new business? Yes, sir.
Pete, I have a minor piece of new business. Some of you may or may not be aware that I've been working on a new website for the town of Monkton, and I got permission from the select board last night to go forward with it, meaning that they would pay me. They would not pay me, but they would pay the hosting service. So, and I guess what I would say is that I invite the DRB to go up and look at it. That URL is www.monktontest.com. The concept of that web page is basically that the DRB would control its page. You can post your own minutes. You can post your own documents. In general, but minutes in particular, when you post your minutes, they will automatically get put on your minutes page. It's already up there for you, a DRB page and a DRB minutes page. But what I really invite you to do is to think about ways that you might be able to use that, you know, and let me know if there are things. For instance, we spoke a second ago about a place to save your digital recordings, perhaps as private documents. That would work great. If you got to a place where you decided that you wanted to, because the Xerox machine is very good at scanning things. If you wanted to make public, you know, if you wanted to post on your page, you know, applications or links to applications that people have, you could do that. I'm not saying that that's what you should do. And so that's really all it is. It's an invitation to go take a peek and see if there's ways that you might want to use that.
Got that, Curtis? What's the...
it's MonktonTest.com for the moment. It'll go live as MonktonBP.com sometime before town meeting.
So we don't have to be reading when we're discussing other stuff. Not have to be aware of what's going on. We can each take a copy of them home.
Do that?
We don't have to be here tonight.
I'm sorry, Steve. How long is it going to be up as a test?
Until it goes live. So it'll be up until probably the end of the month as Monkton Test, and then it'll move over to MonktonBP.com, which is our current website. And along with that, as soon as we go live, I'll be providing, the DRB will have an email address. It'll say DRB or Development Review Board at MonktonBP.com, and I will provide all of you, if you are interested, with individual email accounts. Because we really should be keeping, for the town, for doing town business, we really should use town email address. All of the emails you have are public record. And this way, all of those emails can get captured and backed up, stored.
Any other new business, folks? I'll grab a Mylar to sign there.
Can you grab that pen?
I know, I need that special one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that Mylar? Where to go?
I don't know how you want to handle this, whether it's an amendment to what they are doing is really changing the approved Mylar of a subdivision, and this came up because they wanted to sell the property and they wanted to preserve. There is some inconsistencies here. For instance, you'll notice that this was 5.2. Over here it was somewhere else 5.01, and what it did was sort of cut down by 1/10 of an acre their qualification to be in current use. So the thing was manipulated. You'll see that up here, this distance was changed here from 116 to 114. And I think there's one other spot that was changed. Yes, this bottom line was changed from 308 or from 310 to 308. So
Peter, who's this?
I don't know. Anybody have any thoughts on the changes?
No, who's pretty this?
Dion. Shirley and Kurt Dion.
Thank you. Sure. I thought that was a part of the floor again.
No, this is the map you were here.
So what are we looking at here?
This is the original subdivision approved by the Planning Commission.
Okay.
And it was altered in a quick...
Yeah. And wouldn't that normally be a boundary line adjustment or something like that? No, just give me a signing on that.
I think it's a correction or a change within the property, something like that.
I don't know. What's precedent is that? Anybody got input? They changed a couple feet on the boundaries from the...
Just to increase this area here, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
How did that first come for the DRB?
Excuse me?
How did that first come before the DRB? Did it come as a subdivision or as a boundary adjustment?
Subdivision. Wasn't it?
I'm not sure. Let's give me the date that the Planning Commission signed it. The original?
2010. May 25th, 2010.
So you had to abandon all the wells, all the fish after the wells, and all that stuff?
Yeah.
New subject and all that.
What's that?
I would think if it was an approved lot, it would have to be a boundary line adjustment. And if you haven't sold it yet, it's pretty simple to do it to yourself. But you still,
but I think it's got to
go through the process.
Right.
Okay.
You said 210?
Yep.
510.
No, wait a minute.
May
2010. 25th day of May 2010.
2010.
We get ahead of ourselves.
see anything for you guys need to get the table.
Well, we got 4 minutes, Ken. We'll table it till next meeting.
We need a motion.
Check to go to the black book, please.
I don't have a black book.
I think it might be behind Curtis.
Yeah.
Black notebook. Yeah. He's got it. Never mind.
I move we table the Dion drawings until the next meeting.
The second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, we got 3 minutes and we start the hearing.
Did you pass around the sign-in sheet yet?
There's one.
I did. Yeah.
I think it's 209-08,
but it was a subdivision.
Yeah. Yep. I think that was it. And I'd have to get the paperwork back and make sure, because they also cut off the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of Shirley's created paperwork. Okay.
We weren't on the board.
Hmm?
We're just taking notes. We weren't on the board then.
I know. Like, where'd everybody go? No.
It's buried in that.
Right here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Could
you grab the Willowell file?
What?
Is there a Willowell file over there you can grab? I just have.
You got a number? Yeah, here it is.
Gracias. Thank you. For you to do. Okay, I'd like to call this hearing order.
You know what's there?
2012-02-COM, conditional use. So this is a hearing on the Willowell conditional use. We have about a half an hour to discuss this, so I think the order of events is going to be we're going to allow Willowell to come up and speak for 10 minutes, then the board's going to question them for 10 minutes, and then we'll have 10 minutes of public comment, and take it from there. Passed around a interested person's sign-in sheet. Hope you're all aware that to be an interested person, you have to, if you want to speak, you have to be an interested person, and if you want to be in a position where you can appeal this at a later date, you have to do so by being an interested person. I didn't explain that very well, but there is an explanation here if anybody wants it.
Can you pass that around again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sheet? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's out there somewhere.
It's still out here.
It's still out here.
It's still here. Everybody. Everybody that wants to be an interested party needs to sign it. You need to speak if you want to have your privilege of participation upheld later on in e-court. You've got to participate.
So we'll begin by having really well representatives come up if they would and sort of explain. Guys, here's. Yeah, if you can find room.
Thank you.
All right, well, good evening, everyone. My name is Matt Schlein. I'm the founder and the current executive director of the Willowell Foundation. And I'm just going to speak for a couple of minutes about who we are as an organization, and then I'm going to turn it over to the experts to talk about the specifics of the project, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. The Willowell Foundation was founded in 2001 with the purpose of bringing together enterprises that celebrate arts, education, and the environment. The most notable project to date that the Willowell Foundation has sponsored has been the Walden Project. The Walden Project is nationally recognized, been documented on NPR. We've had educators from other countries as well as throughout the state and the region come to Moncton to learn from what the Walden Project has to teach. We've also sponsored dozens of artists in the community from as far away as China, Mexico City, as well as local storytellers, including Abenaki storyteller Joseph Bruchak. We purchased the land in 2006, I believe it was, with the intent of creating a place where these projects that celebrate arts, education, and the environment might come together. In conjunction with this, we preserved 109 acres of land, which abuts another 325 acres of land that the town has conserved, creating a really important wetland complex. We've sponsored lots of visits from elementary schools, including the Moncton Central School, who is actively involved in the planting of several hundred trees and improving a riparian buffer and restoring fragmented woodlands. In the future, we hope that this building will allow us to grow in a way that will enrich the community of Moncton. That's certainly our intention, and we have been mindful throughout this process, which has really taken place over years, to try to design something that will fit our needs, but also try to create minimum disruption to the community at large. So I'll turn it now over to Gregor Macefield, who can talk more about the building itself.
I'm Gregor Macefield with Studio 3 Architects, and we have been working with Willowell to put together the program for their headquarters, which is basically comprised of offices, teaching kitchen, art gallery, a preschool, and a multi-purpose community center. And we went through an extensive site search throughout the 230-some acres, probably 2-3 years ago, searching for septic capacity and reasonable sites to accommodate the program of Willowell. And one of our first investigations looked to the northern corner of the property, which would have its access off of State Prison Hall Road. But septic capacity and soils and ultimately the wetland condition. Willowell invested in getting a wetland study done, and the farm lane out to State Prison Hollow is deteriorated to a degree that wetlands have taken over and it's not a viable access. So in the continued search for septic capacity and potential sites, really the covenants and legal restrictions placed on the property back at the time of its purchase and the creation of Stony Meadow Lane really pretty much dictated that the buildable envelopes for this project were on either side of Stony Meadow Lane, outside of the ag reserves. There was also septic capacity defined back at the time of the property transaction for Lot 6, which is the 230 acres, just down from the buildable sites that we ended up looking at and finally considering. And in landing the building where it is, which is on the south side of Stony Meadow Lane, a number of factors came into play that made it just seem like a very logical place for the building. One is we are looking to fit in with the character of the rural landscape of Moncton. Therefore, we're looking to rehabilitate and adaptively reuse the silo, which acted more or less as an anchoring component to the rest of the building complex. It is also the footprint of the previous Hoyt farm. There's still extensive amounts of concrete slab in the area. The foundation for the original barn extended significantly toward the east. And all those elements sort of made it the most logical place to put the facility and then to stay within the confines of that buildable envelope on the south side, bordered by the Ag Reserve to the south and Stony Meadow to the north. We've looked to make a rather compact and succinct grouping of the amenities, both site and building, to accommodate the Willow Well program. Let's see, what else do I have in here? So that's basically where the building lands. We could go on to discuss the program of the building, the floor plan, the elevations, and or some of the more technical site-specific and building-specific amenities such as septic, water, or even other aspects of its siting.
Out structures, solar cells.
Could you wait to be called on, please?
So, just as a warm-up to being called on. So, this is the existing silo, and then there are two other foundations, which we're looking to utilize as part of a library for the facility. The access is made off of Stony Meadow Lane, and what we're trying to do is improve some of the existing conditions right now. School buses drop students off in Stony Meadow Lane. We're looking to bring the school buses off of Stony Meadow Lane as fast as possible to a school bus drop-off area or access to the building or the trail to the outdoor education program and other programs would be. The parking is pushed as far into the site as possible to preserve as much of the character of Stony Meadow Lane as possible. There are plantings suggested along the road, as well as a ground array, a ground installation of photovoltaic or various solar collecting panels to help screen the parking. And then further to the south, because the existing garden is right in this area, so we've proposed moving the garden out into the actual ag reserve. And then further to the east of the garden and the parking, we are relocating the existing barn, which dates back to 1860. And there's been a ton of effort so far invested in preserving this building, which has suffered from neglect and heavy snowstorms and just actually being part of a cow barn facility for a long time. So we're looking to move that, rehabilitate it, and have it an integral part of the garden and food to schools program. And then continuing south into the ag reserve are two hoop houses for starters for the gardening season.
The building itself, the main volume of it, is envisioned as basically a farm edifice. We're looking to, in some ways, replace the same agricultural type landmark that was there to begin with. It's in a different orientation, but it's the grouping of silos and a barn type structure that we were looking to, you know, bring back in as one of the hallmark and landmark features of what Willow Well is about and what they're looking to do. And then further to the south, and now this is getting into the floor plan, there are two daycare facility type rooms in the program, and then off, separated from the building and over the ag reserve line, is the caretaker for the entire property and the agricultural functions. I guess, you know, to go on a little bit further too, there is an overflow parking suggested for events, but not for daily use, and that is to the north side of the Stony Meadow Lane. And that's a real quick overview of you know, what the site is doing and what the contents of the building are looking to do. There's certainly a ton more that we can jump into, and we look forward to doing that as the questions pop up.
Okay. Look at that. Questions, guys? Discussion?
I have a question.
Guys and gals, excuse me.
Thank you. What you described as the caretaker's house in the agricultural reserve, how do you equate that with the agricultural reserve land?
Basically, the caretaker is involved in overseeing the 230-some acres as well.
I understand what a caretaker does. I'm just curious about the placement of the house in land that is set aside for agriculture.
Well, in reading the restrictions on the deed, it is extremely loosely defined, and for purposes of agriculture, structures are... actually, do you have that document, or could you even comment on that?
The language that was in the
original... Name, please.
Marjorie Dickstein of Studio 3 Architects. The language that is in the original subdivision permit states that... what is allowed in the ag reserves is anything that complies with this State Department of Agriculture's acceptable practices for agriculture. And the state, that document, the acceptable practices for agriculture, does allow structures as long as those structures are directly related to the operation of the agricultural activities in the ag reserves.
Thank you. The parking that you show,
the
everyday parking, if you will, is for how many cars?
I believe it is 21.
And how many trips a day are you envisioning with all of the different programs?
I would envision, within the context of Walden, there would be 2 days a week at 8:45 and at 2:15 would be coming by. Presumably with the preschool, that would be a small, you know, we're looking probably 10 to 20, again, during school hours, 5 days a week.
And there are two bus drop-off areas, pull-ups, in addition to that.
Can you explain the preschool to me a bit more? Are you envisioning a licensed daycare facility, or is this a facility for young children whose siblings or parents may be involved in another program?
No, I mean, we would be looking to have a license, you know, fully state licensed facility. I mean, the intent, the vision of the preschool as we have it, is the students would be spending as much time as possible outdoors. So this would be more of a place to, you know, stow gear, go in, warm up, you know, use whatever facilities they need to do.
Rain.
Yes, exactly.
the septic system is also in the restricted area, correct?
Yes. I can do a little presentation about the septic stuff. I'm Brad Washburn from Green Mountain Engineering.
Okay, I need to have you take an oath.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, do you swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth under the pains and penalties of perjury?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm Brad Washburn from Green Mountain Engineering. I've been working with Gregor and the Willow Well Foundation to develop the site. So basically there's four main issues that are involved with the development of the site. Gregor was speaking to some of the issues already with the bus turnaround and the ingress and egress from the site. One of the improvements that would need to be done to the existing road would be to widen the road to a minimum of 20 feet, maybe wider coming down the road, and to change the radius off the road to meet the B71 standards of 30 foot radius is minimum for this type of access. That would be one upgrade that would need to be done. The site incorporates 43 parking spaces, 23 overflow and 21 normal. I may have that backwards, but like that. Mm-hmm. The overflow parking, the idea behind the overflow is to have that remain to be grassed. That would not be paved or graveled. And just to throw out there, the Stony Lane is a 60-foot wide right-of-way that serves all of the five lots down there, four lots. And then as far as, speak to a little bit to the wastewater system, a wastewater system has been located south of the building. It's a enviroseptic Presby mound. It's been sized to handle the flows for the facility. And it utilizes a 3,000 gallon septic tank. It'd be gravity fed. And the wastewater, in your rules, you know, they said that a wastewater permit needs to be obtained from the state of Vermont, which we will be obviously getting it upon submittal of this to them. Water system, I'm just touching base here, I'm not getting too depth about it, but water system will be a drilled well to the north of the building across Stony Lane. The idea behind that is to site it in a location where it would meet all the isolation distances as set forth in the water supply rules, and that will serve a storage tank likely within the building, and that will serve the schools. Be the school's water supply. This will be a certain type of water system which will require at least standby fluorination, so we'll have to have some sort of a system set up in the building to accommodate this. In developing a well, there's a number of steps as far as quantity and quality that will have to be done in order for this to obtain a permit. There'll be pump testing of the well, monitoring of neighboring wells, that type of deal, to make sure there's no interference testing. The water quality will have to be monitored and determine if a system, like a softening system, needs to be put in, that type of deal. And as far as grading in the stormwater issues, we're currently seeking a jurisdictional opinion from the State Water Quality Division on if this requires a stormwater discharge permit. There's a little bit of question about if it's linked to the previous subdivision, but we're addressing that right now. We're approaching it as if it does. I designed the site to prevent an increase of discharge flows from the site. The impervious area where the parking area will be diverted underneath Stony Lane to a detention pond, a small detention pond located northerly. It's on page 3. And it's a small detention pond. There's not a large increase here. The soils on the site are as you know, fairly tight, so there's a fair amount of runoff already. And trying to leave a little bit of time for comments. We'll have to get a construction general permit from the state upon permitting to construct this project.
Thank you. Okay. We can open it up to the floor now, but I will have to swear anybody in that wants to speak.
I'll be sworn in.
Your name, please?
Elizabeth Hoyt.
Okay. Do you swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth on pains of and penalties of perjury?
I do. I was just wondering, my husband and I own land that abuts the Willow Well land, and we were never notified of any of this. And I was just wondering, maybe why, or legally, don't I get to know?
You should have been, but...
And I put it in writing that we were left off the list a while ago. And then I heard through the grapevine that my husband's cousin got most of the mail. And he owns land up on Mountain Road.
I'm guessing that that was the administrative oversight. And I'm sorry.
I'm saying that, you know, that probably has to be taken care of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Sir?
Gene Hall.
Okay, Gene, do you swear the evidence that you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth, nothing but the truth, under the pains and penalties of perjury?
I do. I don't see four wells downhill from that project on that map, and I don't see the underground power leading to the four houses downhill on that map.
The fourth drilled well is, I believe, the Duffy, Daryl Duffy and Laura Duffy's drilled well. Is that?
I don't see mine on that map.
Well, I have the map, the wells on those maps.
You can add on this one, huh?
But the one that I don't have on the map is located a significant distance from where we're doing septic, so I don't have that on there. But they're drilled well. Put this back. See, these are the site plans. On the site page one, they're on there. Here's the closest one. I think this is your well right here. Existing drilled well. And this is the isolation. Well shield, if you will, that's drawn to isolate. You cannot put a leach field within that area. And as you can see, it comes up adjacent, 25 feet from our well system. That way. This is your drilled well.
Okay. I'd like to point out that there's significant surface runoff all down the face of that hill. And we have... Our ground was contoured, trying to keep that from running down across our lawn. And when there's snow on the ground, it still runs down through there. So, and one of my biggest concerns, you've got your compost bins right above my well.
These?
Yeah.
Being the compost bins?
And Rick's well is right about here.
Yeah, that's the other.
Same thing. I have added, since we bought our land, I put in... a stone wall, and under that stone wall there's drainage, and it doesn't come close to handling. All I can handle is the seepage that comes out of the old feedlot, and that seepage lasts until well into June. I can handle that with my 4-inch pipe, but it doesn't come close to handling the spring runoff.
Well, we've dug test pits out there. I've got some drainage work, some cut-off ditches, some under-drain around the septic system area. We're going to be taking this drainage from the site and routing it away from your okay. site.
That brings me to my next concern. Right here, when you show a culvert, there's a power line under there.
Well, we'll work with that.
It's down far enough so the frost shouldn't affect it. So you're going to put a culvert there, you're going to take that power line deeper.
We'll address that. I don't have that on there, but I will get that on there. To make sure that there's no interference between the two.
Yes, ma'am. You are?
I am Sandra True.
Okay, Sandra.
I am a resident on Stony Meadow.
And you swear the evidence you give and the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth under the pains and penalties of perjury?
I do.
Good.
I have a concern about, you were talking about a holding tank of some sort, and it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, above my area. I'm really concerned that, you know, if anything happens to that holding tank, you know, I know where it's going to go. My well, we have a drainage ditch just over the ridge from the field, and that drain, especially this year with our lovely warm weather, we had to put it in because in the spring we couldn't walk on our front lawn. It's so wet. It's frozen now, but it's still draining because our dear friend's dog knows right where it drains out of, and it drains all winter, even when the ground's frozen. It's constant, and it drains to our, we have a little pond. It's just a collection of water, but it's probably about 6 feet deep, and it all drains into that, and there's some fish in there, and we have, you know, birds come in the spring and all that, and I'm very concerned that that little pond and all that drainage is going to get polluted.
I'm not sure what tank you're talking about. Are you talking about the
holding tank, the water drainage or something you talked about? That's going to be
the holding tank for the freshwater supply?
It's in the building?
That'll be in the building. But that'll be freshwater.
No. You just talked about a wastewater.
Oh.
Holding.
Retention pond. Oh, the detention pond will be... Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying now. I have the detention pond. If you flip over to the next sheet. Keep in mind that this is a fairly small next sheet. There it is, and there's the house, I believe is lot five. I'm not sure.
Yes, Sandra.
Sure. And there's her house. I'm not sure whereabouts your pond is, but this is significantly away from your house.
Unless something were to happen to it, and it didn't hold.
Well, likely this will be, if something were to happen to this pond, it would probably breach this way, away from your house. I'm not sure where your pond is, but I've sized this.
We're totally downhill from that whole area. So everything is going to go downhill. It's the law of gravity.
Okay, I'll look into that and take. I'll re-examine that and make sure that you're happy. I'll come out there and take some. You know, be happy to meet you out there. Take a look at it.
Sam, do you swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good.
My concern is about the mound system. I think you talked a little bit about it. What's the mound system being within the agricultural reserve? As I understand it, it's a 250-foot long mound, and I assume that's only able to be mowed. It's not going to be able to plant or do agricultural activities where the mound is. So I would question, I guess, whether that belongs in an agricultural reserve.
That is true. You're not going to be able to have an ag field on top of the mound. It comes down to what is this question of what is allowed in the ag field. that we're still working on.
Well, I think the AAPs are pretty clear about what qualifies as farm structures. That's their rules that are promulgated by the Agency of Agriculture. And I don't think either a mound system or a house would qualify. Thanks.
We have another hearing, so I'd like to move that we continue this hearing until a date certain, and I would suggest 2 weeks.
I have a question. If we don't speak now, you said that we weren't able to speak in the future.
If it's continued, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We apologize for being so brief, but we do have another hearing. So we should continue it to...
And let me
until
just... Until the 28th? At what time?
8. Let's do it at 8.
At 8 o'clock?
We should check if we get
and let me just say, next time we'll try to make sure that there's more time and maybe a larger room. There was one other thing. Did everybody sign who's interested on the Willow Well? And it will continue, and if you have not spoken today, you can speak at that time.
Here, we got a 3 minute break, guys. Keep that.
You gotta check. We want some time. We already got some. We're
not even running an agenda for that meeting, so 8 o'clock is fine.
Hey, excuse me, for everybody from
You don't remember me, but I know who you are.
We just had a quick caucus about this, but we will make sure that we don't schedule something as closely as we did this next time, so that we can make sure that everybody gets heard, because that's important to us as the Development Review Board.
All right, she's back.
Sure.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, don't throw that away. You think I'd have it by now, wouldn't you? No, who's scrambling? They're scrambling.
Okay,
so we have three sets here, all piled together.
So we won't hear anything else.
I'll get you another one.
Nothing
can hurt me.
Oh, okay.
I need to get through. Which you can tell the gravel people.
What about that?
So, somebody else will make a money when you come through this?
Well, no.
What?
No.
got from them. Yeah.
Read the letter. Read the letter.
Well, this doesn't seem like a complete set. You have to sort it out next time.
It's a good day.
And thank you.
All right.
Peter, if we're going to give them the whole night, we're going to give them 8 to 9:30. For Willow Well? For Willow Well, yeah. Because that's the 3 hearing slots.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Considering
we've got a bad degree. Okay, we're on to our next hearing, and we've had a request from Brisson Stone, that's the correct heading, to postpone the hearing. Gave us several reasons, and so that's what we're going to do. Sorry to drag you all out here, but suggestion is that we had an incorrect warning and notifications weren't sent out to budding landowners. So that's it.
Don't pick the 20.
Any questions?
Is there information, maps, and stuff that we can obtain here in terms of plan and its impact?
It's all public knowledge, yeah. It's all here, the files, yes.
Okay. You can see it. You can't take it away.
Okay, so we have to come and review it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're open Thursday night?
Yeah. They can get it from me if they come Thursday or Friday from 8 to 12 and Thursday night from 5 to 7. You can get it from the clerk but she won't speak to you about it or discuss it with you.
Okay. So Thursday night from 5 on?
Yeah. 5 to 7. I'll stay if you need extra time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you can. I passed them out. Sorry to drag you out here, folks.
No news is good news.
There you go. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, this is the Willow Well evidence, wherever you got your file.
All right, I got it.
I got no.
You know what? Let me just ask a question for people who are interested in that.
Go ahead. I don't
want to do it. I just want to make sure that they get notified. If they were not
above it. Oh, yeah, we
have to. And they have to notify.
Yeah.
The burden of notification is from all of us.
Oh, yours
actually don't have
a file. Too bad. Okay, the hearing's adjourned.
There are three different meetings this could have been.
So the next meeting will be the 28th.
You have a meeting where you have to take it. You have a meeting where you, like, you just do a public hearing.
Right.
And then you have a third meeting that's
the succeeding month because of that.
Talk about it 564, whatever it is.
So
he said the only 15 days, I don't know how you don't need 15.
Say that again. You lost me.
Well, don't you have three different meetings? You have.
No.
You have a. You guys normally have a sketch.
We have 15
meeting where you.
Yeah, but not
a subdivision.
Yeah, this is a subdivision.
A conditional.
Both of these are conditional use.
Okay, as conditional use, you don't have a preliminary.
No.
Okay, fine. That's what I was asking. Was process.
And this isn't a conditional use.
I think it is.
No.
I would argue it is. And when you guys have a hearing, I don't know what we're discussing.
No, we're not
discussing. I was asking a process question.
Yeah.
In terms of time.
Yeah.
In terms of time. Okay. You can't discuss right. anything.
No. Right. Exactly.
No.
That's correct. You can't. You can't give evidence but.
Okay. These back where they went.
Martha has to do something with that.
Yeah, I'm just figuring which is where it's a school.
I don't know. Have you set the date?
No.
Okay.
And we're probably booked up for them 2 weeks out at this point.
Dan, can you make some copies of these?
Yeah, sure.
One for each of us.
One for each of you?
No, Marshall. Where's she skiing? Oh, Valentine's Day. That's right.
It'll be a combination of the two.
Do we have a minute? Do we have anything else on our agenda?
I'm going home.
Anything else, guys?
One of the problems is that you sent that letter, and they obviously can't make a decision prior to having a meeting, you know what I mean? So you asked for
it.
So if we're
going to... Steve. Steve met... I'm sorry if I don't remember.
No, I am on the select board. That's fine.
If we're going to schedule Bryce, we've got to figure on the... So, going from... Willowell hearing scheduled for 8.
We just made the Willowell 8 to 9:30.
This one could be a long one as well. We're going to have it here or somewhere else.
I think we should do it someplace else.
Probably wouldn't have been bad if people hadn't been here for both of them.
Right.
That's true.
There were half a dozen.
But if we change locations, how do we notify people? Yeah.
When the warning
that's the original
the
file copy.
The hearing is warned at a specific place. And then, as a courtesy, we put a note on the door that the meeting that night is being held.
I like the voice. Get the copier. Everybody knows where it is. Just seems... You can drag it to the firehouse, but good luck getting a copy at work. Or anything else.
You're right.
You know, I mean, if you don't have any of your clerical stuff, if you want a piece of paper or something like that, you're...
Oh, well. Okay, where's...
That's the letter.
Is that your letter?
You even have my letter.
Yes.
Did we even get this file?
I think so. Sure. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I have that.
That's your original file copy.
I'm trying. Can you? I'm just kind of going, and this is the last. This is going in the Willow.
That's something I had here.
Find a phone.
Is that a phone?
Yeah. Cell phone, probably. 802-228-8300.
I lost this one. I stapled my finger together one time. Really, a whole lot better that come out. I couldn't believe that. Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
Well,
yeah, it was one of these, but it was a heavy duty one. And we're seeing how many staples we put in at a time or something like that. And I somehow got these two fingers together. It doesn't sound logical, but it worked. And we had pliers. They're not barbed. It's not fish hooks here. It was hard to get it out. It didn't even bleed. It turned a circle and hurt for a long time, but it didn't. Remember that, dear. Remember that. I'll tell you another little tidbit.
Where the steam
it can survive for 2 weeks off chocolate pudding and orange soda, but it will mess up your insides.
It's on public record here. I just want you to know.
This is running, Curtis, so everybody knows.
Think about it.
Cool. Well, why is that running?
Well, you're still in the meeting. You can turn it off if you want. Your choice.
Do you have to have that thing running at all the meetings now?
No.
No, we didn't have a secretary.
Oh.
Do you have any more business,
I'm
guys?
I'm typing here my emails.
So we have not set a date for...
Nothing talking to us?
Person.
I'm sorry, for who?
Do we wait till they reapply?
Their letter requested that we reset the date.
To make sure.
Why are we resetting the date?
Reset it and warn it, and then.
I'm sorry. Let me see the letter. Is that you?
No, this is Ken's decision.
There it is. So the notice is there.
Yeah.
They didn't have
notify their abutters.
I move that we set the hearing for March 27th at 8 p.m.
God, boy,
we have 45 days, right? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We're not the ones that...
Any discussion?
Wouldn't go forward.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Are you allowed to listen to the public?
No. Motion passed. What?
Sorry. I was wondering if you were allowed to listen to input without debate.
I don't know. Go ahead.
We're a little confused because we got Ken's administrative denial, and we also sent in that letter to one of us simultaneously about what we believe is deficient notice. And so we're trying to sort it out. If we have any input, we respectfully request to be somewhere in the vicinity of 3 weeks, 4 weeks out. But of course, it's your pleasure.
Just check to see if you've got five sheets.
I'm personally unclear if we should be hearing this or addressing the denial.
Nothing's come before it.
So we were supposed to hear the reclamation portion. That's the only part that was open for public, I believe, was the reclamation of it. So Ken could make a decision. But if Ken made a decision, then we need to wait for a appeal? Or how does it work?
I think we could still hear. I mean, they still need to have the public hearing at some point.
But for what?
I thought that was supposed to take place before the decision.
It was, which is why we rushed it to this, because Ken's decision was due tomorrow. So that's why we scheduled the hearing for tonight.
Oh, that's fine.
Because right now it's denying.
I think that's right, if I may say so. It may be that there's no hearing they have until the denial is addressed.
So once they appeal or whatever they do, then it comes out.
So I may have misspoke. We're trying to figure this out.
So once they appeal, we have to hear that's the appeal right. In so many days, right?
But we haven't received an appeal.
No, we don't have an appeal.
I understand, but I'm just saying, once we receive an appeal, that's almost too late to schedule a hearing for this, I would think, because then we would have to almost do them simultaneously.
It starts over.
We just did this with Don Gould.
I have a question. If we get the appeal information, can we cancel the public hearing?
Of course.
So there's plenty of time in the interim to deal with that. Sir?
Well, the appeal will not include or cannot include the reclamation plan. That was not addressed in my correspondence. The appeal is only against the issues that I presented in my denial form. The problem that we had is the scheduling and the timing of all of this to get everything to meld. I only had 30 days in which to reply from the hand-delivered copy, and town lawyers wanted it out last Friday, so that's why it went out. But that conflicted with our other plans that we scheduled for the, which is an independent issue.
Right, which is a reclamation.
Well, we have a motion that was passed, so we have a motion that was passed. I guess we'll leave it there.
What motion?
To hear the reclamation in March.
And one of the other questions in their letter was, whose responsibility is it to notify the abutting landowners?
Theirs.
I think they're clear on that now.
Oh, okay, they are? Okay.
Is that customary practice?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Moncton always sets the warning in the paper, but notices the responsibility of the applicant.
And we request proof whether it's a certified mail or signed.
So it has to be one of those two.
Right, we have proof that they've been sent to them.
Okay, that's helpful to me.
However, if they will accept service by hand and will sign that they've received it.
So we can ask Ken this, but the certified, typically you can't make somebody receive it and you can show proof that you sent it.
Right. Right, and eventually the card comes back as unclaimed and it shows due diligence on.
Okay, we'll be happy to do that. Yeah. Is that just, I think it's up, is that just contiguous landowners?
And across the road.
Okay.
A lack of notice itself does not invalidate the proceedings.
Okay.
To an individual.
Pardon me?
Lack of notice to an individual who may be in a butter, but lack of notice.
Well, you have to show good faith. Somebody has to show good faith that they have been trying to notice everybody. Yes. But if somebody gets missed, as was the
just
case
happened,
here, that does not invalidate your proceedings or your decision.
That must have been hard because she's the postmaster.
Yeah,
that must have really made her mad.
I don't think Betty was
more. She's back to Starksboro.
Okay. Could you imagine that?
Well, I'm not trying to confer with you in a way about the application, but just procedurally. Is it fair to assume that there'll be a new publication and then we'll be able to notify after that publication? Or can we notify? I mean, I know we can look this up, but I'm wondering if you know what custom in the town is, because sometimes it's not clear.
You mean a new warning?
A new warning, yeah. Right,
with definitely, right? Yeah.
Okay. Is it fair to assume that it'll there? I think our view in that letter was that there's a site plan as well as.
We certainly have to. We acknowledge that. We have to review that with our lawyers.
Okay. So probably we can't do the notice till you decide what you want to do on that.
The notice can't be put in the paper until you got 30 days in there that you. Before the meeting. You can't do it earlier. You gotta.
Okay. So if it's March 27, presumably you'll know
somewhere in the month. End of February, beginning of March, they'll have that. Okay. That pay thing.
And we can do the notices. Okay. That's helpful.
Did we set a time for that?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I apologize it's so far out, but we got plugged up
the warning and everything else that has to happen.
Thanks.
Yeah. What was that date, Jean?
March 27th.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's like 42 days.
They got all the time they need.
Well,
they got all the time they need.
Sure. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
well, they're the ones that want the site review or site thing, and I don't think that's required. It's
commission.
I couldn't find it.
I
guess we'll go to the lawyers.
Do we shut that thing off yet?
Yeah.
I can see the batteries out of it and touch.
I think it's good to have that on.
I don't.
This one stopped at the first half, sorry.
Thank you, Steve.